forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, upper 80s, winds will be from the southeast. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s, winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, isolated showers and thunderstorms, 68, and Friday and Saturday, sunny. Right now, it's 81.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The pace of payments from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, has slowed recently. USDA, a long way from distributing the full $16 billion in direct payments to farmers.
We are looking at that to see, you know, what are the reasons that, you know, right now we're around $6.8 billion that have been paid out.
That's USDA Deputy Secretary Steve Sinski. He says producers have until the 28th of this month to apply.
I know anecdotally I've talked to some producers who are now just beginning to sign up and fill out their form, so hopefully folks will get that in. But we know that the need's out there, so we do think that there's going to be the demand for it.
Well, could we see some changes to the formula if that next round of CFAP, if it happens, and so payments will reach more farmers? Osinski says they're exploring options now that they'll have more money from Congress to work with.
They gave us $14 billion to be in CCC funds, but that wasn't going to be made available until after our June 30th financial statements. And so now we are just now receiving those dollars. We're taking a look to see how do we spend those dollars to basically try to top up. We're taking a look to see how do we change the formulas to try to increase producers' revenue there. And obviously we want to try to help producers as much as possible.
Sinski added that there will not be another round of market facilitation payments now that USMCA and the Phase 1 trade deal with China are in force. And he said China has been stepping up with purchases of U.S. ag commodities lately, but
they need to do more. If they're going to meet that $36.5 billion mark, they have to step it up even more. And so we're monitoring that very closely.
Sinski was in Indiana this week, a keynote speaker of the 100th anniversary celebration of the American Soybean Association. Ag News from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A spokeswoman says that Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's administration is reviewing President Donald Trump's plan to extend supplemental unemployment benefits, but is waiting for more details. Cake News reports that the program providing the $600 a week to workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic expired back on July 31st, and Trump has announced his executive order providing the additional $400 a week in benefits, but said states would have to cover 25% of the cost. The spokeswoman for Governor Kelly, Lauren Fitzgerald, said that Trump's plan is only, quote, broad memo, and questioned whether he can provide the extra benefits through an executive order. In other news, as many football conferences are canceling or postponing their football seasons into at least 2021, KU and K-State have talked about their economic impact with social distancing and a minimal football season.
It's just not going to affect today, but down the road, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, you know, how many businesses stay and make it.
That audio from Cake News. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
This is John Sidorik with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iflyaugusta.com.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Authorities say a beaten body found 34 years ago in a Kansas creek has been identified as a Los Angeles woman. Saline County Sheriff Roger Solden said yesterday that the woman, long referred to as Mrs. Molly, was Robin Ann Green. She was last seen in December of 1985 after visiting family members in Minnesota. Her body was found 1 month later in Mulberry Creek along Interstate 70. Her grave was exhumed last summer for DNA testing. Solden said the case remains open as a homicide investigation. Investigators don't know how she came to Kansas. And some local health officials in Kansas are critical of the coronavirus law passed by lawmakers back in June. The new law contains a Privacy Act, which states that employers need to get consent from those who tested positive for COVID-19 and close contacts in order to share their information to public health agencies. The local health officials say the legislation hurts contact tracing efforts by making it easier for people infected with COVID-19 to refuse to cooperate with them. They say the law makes it difficult for public health agencies to identify people who have recently come into contact with those infected with the virus. Mid-America Network News.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, good Wednesday. Nebraska lawmakers have advanced a property tax and business incentives package and new abortion restrictions through a key procedural vote, despite fervent opposition from some senators in the final days of this year's session. Each measure won second-round approval in the legislature just ahead of the end of Tuesday deadline for bills to survive this year. They now head to a final third vote tomorrow, the session's final day, and then will go to Governor Pete Ricketts, who's expected to sign them. Grand Island police shot a man after arriving at a home to remove him at the request of family members. Arriving officers say the man, identified as 40-year-old Americo Reyes Jr., began barricading the home's doors and turning out the lights before he met officers at the back door holding a large knife. The man charged at officers with the knife. Police attempted to...
New 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midterm financing on Sporting Sorento, Optimus, Olin, Sneer, through K&M with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento, stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. All with approved credit expires August 31st, 2020.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. The counting of 52 provisional votes in Marshall County on Thursday will determine the winner of the Republican ticket in the 106th District State Representative race. After last Tuesday's primary, John Unger led Lisa Mosier by 12 votes. After the mail-in ballots were counted, Unger's lead was just 7. Provisional ballots were counted in Washington, Republic, and Jewell counties. Lisa Mosier then took the lead over John Unger by now 7 votes, 2,699 to 2,692. The Marshall County Board of Canvassers will meet at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. The winner of this primary election will face Democrat Jim Swim in the general election in November. Marshall County Health Department will host back-to-school immunization clinic Thursday, August 13th at the Frankfort City Hall from 4:30 to 7. In Marysville, they are offered at the Health Department office. School vaccine requirements and additional related information are posted on their website at marshallcohealth.org. The Marshall County Area on Aging will be distributing breadbasket commodities on Friday, August 14th. If you are not already signed up, you may do so at the time of distribution, but please bring along a copy of proof of income that they can keep with your application. This distribution is only for people that qualify financially. Boxes will be handed out from their bus bay on the south side of the Helverine Center. Just drive up and a box will be handed to you. This is for one day only. No boxes can be saved for a later date. Call the Marshall County Agency on Aging if you have any questions, 785-562-5522. And just a reminder that work has begun on Highway 103 just south of Diller. The highway will be controlled by flaggers and a pilot car from early September to mid-October. The project is expected to finish by late October. The nearly $1.7 million contract includes milling, concrete repair, bridge repair, asphalt servicing, earth shoulder construction, and seeding. The project starts at the bridge immediately south of Diller. Highway 103 will be shut down to one lane with traffic signals for 4 weeks. Then the project will move south, extending to the junction with Highway 8. The Department of Transportation urges drivers to use caution in construction zones. Evelyn R. Richardson, age 89, of Marysville, passed away August 9th. Funeral service will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial will be in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday from 10 to 9, with family receiving guests from 4 to 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, who is in charge of the arrangements for Evelyn Richardson. Melba Coffey, age 96, passed away June 21st. Memorial service will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at Frankfort United Methodist Church with a private graveside service to follow. Mass and social distancing is requested for those attending the funeral. The service will be broadcast live on Kinsley Mortuary's Facebook page, who is in charge of the arrangements for Melba Coffey. Terry N. Taylor, age 80, of Washington, passed away August 6th. Funeral service will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Friday at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial at the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation will be held Thursday from 1 to 8 at Ward Funeral Home in Washington, who is in charge of the arrangements for Terry Taylor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Wednesday, we have this warm front extending across the central and east central parts of the Midwest that will lift to the north as well as an upper level system. It looks like in our area, we're going to see partly to mostly sunny skies, but we're going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorm chances as we headed to late tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Some areas will still see ongoing chances for showers and thunderstorms as we head into Friday. Otherwise, temperature wise, we're going to see temps in the mid to upper 80s. So across the area, sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 10 and 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with isolated storms in the upper 60s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Melford.
Today, we're visiting with SkyTech pilot Randy Perlwitz. Producers may not realize it, but SkyTech has some other services besides liquid application.
Yes, we also do aerial seeding, especially with cover crops.
What's the big advantage of flying cover crops on?
It's very fast. We can apply in wet soils, and we can apply the seed in an existing growing crop. Just give us a call at any of our Farmers Cooperative agronomy branches.
Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success.
Making your own rain gauge can be a fun do-it-yourself project with only a minimal amount of math involved. And we can help with that on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 12th, the 225th day of the year. Country music icon Buck Owens was born on this day. We were recently asked about standard dimensions for building a rain gauge, but there really is no correct answer. You can measure rain virtually in any straight-sided container with a ruler taped to the side. That's because the volume is proportional to the collection area or the container opening. If there is no tapering of the opening, the ratio is 1:1. Many professional gauges use a collection funnel that is 10 times the size of the tube. In that case, every inch collected translates to 1/10 inch of rain. The rain gauge, by the way, is thought to be the world's oldest weather instrument, dating back some 2,000 years. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This weekend, come and join the 51st annual Baney Milo Festival. There's something for everyone. Petting zoo, pony rides, and a kitty carnival. Softball and sand volleyball tournaments. A glow run. Truck show, frog jumping, and grease pig contest. Kids bike races, helicopter rides. Of course, Milo and corn exhibits, and much, much more. So grab the family and head to Baney this weekend for the 51st annual Baney Milo Festival.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Cincinnati Reds blew another late lead before rallying for a 6-5 victory over the Kansas City Royals. The Royals tied it 5-5 in the eighth inning on Ryan McBroom's pinch hit two-run homer off Amir Garrett, but they couldn't keep their four-game winning streak going. Up next for the Royals, they'll continue the series with the Cincinnati Reds. First pitch this evening at 5:40. The Wichita Park and Recreation Department announced that youth football will be postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The department cited the continued rise in cases and followed advice from the Sedgwick County Health Department. The city said the safety of the players, parents, and staff are paramount. With the Wichita season postponed, if the youth teams want to play, they'll have to travel to other states. Players said the heartbreaking news won't keep them from having fun with teammates that they see as brothers. Mid-America Network Sports.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iFlyAugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080. Two of college football's Power Five conferences won't take the field this fall amid the coronavirus pandemic, but correspondent Clayton Neville says the remaining three are moving forward with discussion about how to make a fall season.
The Big Ten and Pac-12 citing concerns over player safety in their decisions to postpone their football seasons. Meanwhile, the SEC and ACC have announced they haven't changed their intent to play. The Big 12 reportedly moving forward with its schedule. With a handful of those universities in Texas, the state's Governor Greg Abbott standing behind what university and conference leaders decide.
If they choose to continue to play this season, make sure that the universities are working with them on protocols to ensure their health and safety.
The conference is expected to continue to make improvements and adjustments to safety protocol. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
40% now of major college football teams have decided to punt on a fall season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Portland, New York, San Francisco. These sanctuary cities defy federal law and give safe harbor to illegal immigrant criminals. Congressman Roger Marshall and Senator Jerry Moran have been fighting to secure our border and enforce America's immigration laws. Congressman Marshall and Senator Moran, they have voted to crack down on liberal sanctuary cities and take federal money away from these havens for dangerous criminals. Call Congressman Marshall at 785-829-9000 and Senator Moran at 316-269-9257. Urge them to support H.R. 3000 and S-1644, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Cut federal funds. Turn up the heat on sanctuary cities. Stop giving dangerous illegal immigrant criminals a place to hide right here in America. And keep fighting illegal immigration. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Dress up the back of your flower beds with tall tick seed. The cheery yellow daisy-like blooms attract pollinators, and the seeds that follow bring in the songbirds. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow tall tick seed, Coreopsis tripteris, in full sun and well-drained soil. Once established, it's tolerant of drought, heat, and humidity, and the deer tend to leave it be. This particular Coreopsis grows 3 to 8 feet tall. In drier conditions, it tends to be shorter, have an open habit, and can be somewhat spindly. So surround it with sturdy plants and grasses for extra support. Hardy in zones 3 to 8, tall tick seed makes a great addition to meadow, cutting, and natural gardens. Deadhead the first set of flowers to encourage a second flush of blooms. This long-blooming native does self-seed and will form large colonies when growing conditions are right. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Today it is a point just inside North Dakota's border with Montana. Then it was an important marker on Lewis and Clark's journey west. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
The date was April 26th, 1805, and the Lewis and Clark expedition had reached another important marker on their journey.
They had called this a long wish for spot because it was a definite point that they were looking for and searching for. They'd had conversations with the Mandan and Hidatsa Indians further downriver and had gotten directions and instructions. And so this was a point they knew that they had to get to.
Gina Hesser says that although Lewis and Clark had heard much about this place where the Yellowstone and Missouri rivers meet, what lay beyond was a mystery.
Once they got to this point, afterwards, it was all sort of terra incognita. The old map makers in the medieval period used to call it here be dragons because it was unknown after this point.
They briefly explored down the Yellowstone River, but their mission was to traverse the Missouri. On the way home, over a year later, Clark would lead a group of men back via the Yellowstone while Lewis took the Missouri home. Their rendezvous point was to be here at the confluence.
On their way back, William Clark wrote about the horrible mosquitoes that were here, and they were so bad on his way back that they didn't even camp. They just took off, weren't going to wait for Lewis to catch up.
Of course they did wait, but they just came farther down the Missouri to escape the horrible mosquitoes. They truly did leave a note for Lewis to tell him where they had gone.
They knew the countries. They'd been here before. They'd made plans to meet up because, you know, one of them went down the Yellowstone, the other came down the Missouri, and they said, you know, this will be our rendezvous point. And so they just left it under a conspicuous boulder at their last campsite.
In the years that followed, a number of forts were built in the area, first for fur trading and later as military outposts. Although the area is still sparsely populated today, the confluence of these rivers has been an important geographic marker for centuries. Traveling the countryside, where the Yellowstone meets the Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Of peaches needs to be harvested at just the right time for the best flavor. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Color, touch, and smell should be your guide for when to climb up the ladder as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Making peach cobbler, but my favorite way to eat peaches is to bite into the fruit, and I don't even mind if it's so juicy it dribbles down my chin. That's a great peach. Many of you have peach trees growing on your land, and it can be tricky to know exactly when to pick the peaches. Depending on the cultivar, it can be anywhere from June to September. Dario Chavez is a peach specialist at the University of Georgia. He says people get excited when the green peaches are starting to mature and often pick them too soon. The first way to tell if they're ready is the color.
The red, the blush, and it will start increasing with time. There is a green color in the shoulders. And what I mean by the shoulders is basically where the fruit attaches to the limb. And that green color will start becoming a little bit yellow.
He says if you press the fruit, it should give a little bit. In some cases, your nose will tell you when they're ripe. If you stand next to the tree and smell a nice peachy aroma, they're probably ready to be harvested. Peaches are delicate fruit and can bruise easily. So when you're picking them, don't throw them in the basket from the top of your ladder. You should also have more than one basket.
Don't try to put several layers of peaches in the same basket, because what will happen is that if you have a lot of peaches in the same basket, the ones in the bottom will get kind of smushed by the weight of the other ones. So if you can have like two or three layers of peaches in a basket, it will be enough.
When you get your peaches in the house, spread them out so they don't bruise from the weight of more than one layer. Chavez says they'll last 3 to 4 days at room temperature or about a week in the fridge. Learn more about harvesting peaches at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I love to see a bouquet of fresh flowers on my table, and I love the taste of a salad full of colorful fresh vegetables, especially when they come from my own garden. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. One thing I've learned about gardening, sometimes the hard way, is that I must tend to it on a regular basis if I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor. Water it when needed, pull out the weeds always, and fertilize it if necessary. If you don't do these things, I end up with a patch of weeds. Well, your relationship with money is very similar. If you want to be wise with money, you need to tend to this relationship. Start by asking yourself some questions. What's my enough? What's a need? And what's a want? How can I avoid comparing myself to others and getting into the material mindset? Ask God for directions in making these decisions. It'll help you grow a life full of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
A good plan always leaves room for a possible change of plan. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The past couple of days, we've discussed the beef industry's new long-range plan. Idaho cattle rancher Kim Brackett chaired the task force that charted the course for the industry.
We put hundreds and hundreds of hours devoted to developing this plan. Each of those 15 people are personally invested in seeing this plan come to fruition over the next 5 years.
Brackett says this was a particularly challenging time to take on such a project.
We started last December. And life still seemed pretty normal at that time, but as the pandemic hit and we had to change our approach in how we were developing this plan, we devoted a lot of time to trying to sort out what were the short-term implications that we're facing in this pandemic and what are the longer-term implications that the beef industry is going to face over the next 5 years.
Because the pandemic is creating uncertainty about, well, almost everything, Brackett says the industry reserves the right to change its mind.
To follow up on that, we will be reconvening our task force next spring to make any adjustments that we feel are necessary based on the development of the pandemic at that point in time.
You can learn more at beeflongrangeplan.com. Again, that's beeflongrangeplan.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Wednesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. We'll look at the hard red winter wheat harvest as of right now, continuing on up into the northern states. South Dakota right now coming in at about 85% complete, Montana at about 50% complete, and looking up the far northwest, Idaho 35, Oregon at 60%, and Washington State coming in at 40% with the momentum continuing and favorable conditions expected. Looking at the weather, most areas that have not been expected is seeing a hot and generally dry conditions within the next week. So hopefully looking to accelerate the progress in there. The wheat data as of right now, there was 354 samples collected, 335 that are in testing. Good overall test weight. And as of right now, it does seem like the producers are giving the thumbs up as of right now. The crop conditions, early reports from Montana indicate an impressive crop with a high test weight, protein, and yields. Washington, Oregon, and Idaho also reporting sound crops with above average yields. We'll look at the wheat data in comparison from last week into this week. Last week, moisture coming in at 11.1%. The moisture coming in at 10.4% this week of the 335 tested. Protein right at 12%. And looking into the test weights, we see not much different there as 60.13 and the 80.6 coming in for the test weights of this week. Looking briefly in comparison to the five-year average of this week, we see the moisture percentage is down. However, the protein as well as the test weights coming in a little bit higher in comparison to the five-year average. That's your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer.
It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau seeking nominations for the 2021 Farm Dog of the Year. Michael Clements shares how the contest recognizes farmers and ranchers' companions and provides the public a look at agriculture.
The Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest by the American Farm Bureau Federation and Purina promotes the important role of dogs in agriculture. Terry Moore, AFBF Vice President of Communications, says this is the third year of the contest.
It's really a fun way to highlight the important role of dogs on farms and ranches. The idea is to celebrate farm dogs that work alongside the farmers and ranchers. And the criteria are they should be helpful, playful, obedient, and good companions. The grand prize winner gets $5,000 and a year's supply of dog food from Purina. And then we'll have four regional runners up who each get $1,000.
The competition includes the People's Choice Pump Award, an online social media version of the contest.
So we take the top 10 contestants in the farm dog competition and profile them on our social media channels and give anyone and everyone the chance to vote. And the winner gets bragging rights, which are important, and $50. The interesting thing is, last year, we had more than 100,000 votes. What a great way to connect the general public to the role of dogs on farms.
Partnering with Purina, the contest connects agriculture with consumers.
Less than 2% of the population now has a direct connection to agriculture, and we've never had higher interest in the food supply and where food comes from, thanks to COVID. And for those who love animals, they come upon this. They see both how farmers and ranchers love their pets, but get to learn a little bit about agriculture in the process.
The deadline for nominations is August 20th. Submit nominations online at fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Ori and Samuelson with you to talk weather today as I share with you the latest milestone in a global warming trend that has seen the three hottest Julys within the last 5 years. And with the heat has come a high level of ice melt in the Arctic, where the extent of sea ice last month hit the lowest level for July since the polar satellite record-keeping began four decades ago. The new findings come as France and Belgium brace for a possible weekend heat wave. Italian roads near an alpine glacier were closed amid warnings that high temperatures could cause ice to collapse. And one spokesman with the group said it's not just a summer thing. The Copernicus senior scientist Frigia Vamborg said it's on a global scale and all months are warming. Atmospheric temperature records dating back to the mid-19th century reveal the last 5 years to be the hottest yet. And in terms of records for the month of July, only 2019 and 2016 were warmer last month. Last month, the U.S. states of New Mexico and Texas posted record highs. The Middle East also saw record heat, with Bahrain recording its hottest July since 1902. And even above the waters of the northeastern Pacific Ocean, sea surface temperatures reached nearly 5 degrees Celsius above the 40-year average in some places. And in the Arctic, which has been warming at more than twice the global rate in recent decades, the expanse of sea ice shrank to its lowest level recorded for any July since 1979. One scientist said it's difficult to talk about average conditions in the Arctic, where ice cover fluctuates from year to year. But he said this is a very clear downward trend over the last 40 years. And we take a look at the heat, which has also been linked with wildfires that have been scorching patches of Siberian forest and permafrost since mid-June. An image on Wednesday from a satellite showed a massive smoke cloud over the remote Russian region. And carbon monoxide levels over Siberia suggest the wildfires really took off in the last 2 years. And yet, despite the heat and the weather that we've been experiencing during this growing season, the temperatures have been pretty ideal for crop maturing, because we're taking a look at probably record crops here in the United States. We got a report this week on a crop tour in Canada to the north, and they said crop conditions there are excellent. And then in Russia, the wheat crop is producing nicely because of the favorable weather. And in South America, Brazil, they're headed for a record soybean crop this year. So all in all, while we've had to put up with the COVID-19 and the lack of travel and the lack of county and state fairs because of the situation we have with COVID-19, the weather has not been all that bad for crop production. Carbon monoxide levels over different parts of the planet have been of concern because of the wildfires. But when it comes to crop production, it looks like we're going to have record crops in many parts of the world thanks to the good but the hot weather. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
When the fields are bursting with sweet corn, cook it up as soon as you can. Heat it up on the stove, on the grill, or even in a cooler on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Is a staple food in my house during the summer. We slather it with butter and a bit of salt and devour every kernel. I usually cook mine by boiling it. Fill a pan with enough water to cover the corn and bring it to a boil. If it's fresh corn, 3 to 5 minutes should do it. If it's a few days old, it might take up to 8 minutes, but don't let it sit in the boiling water for too long. On hot summer days when you don't feel like standing near a pot of steamy water, do your cooking outside of the house by tossing sweet corn on a medium-hot grill. Another benefit is that grilling adds a smoky flavor. Peel back the husks to the stem, but don't remove them. Do get rid of the silks, however. Brush the corn with olive oil or butter, cover the cob back up with the husks, and secure the ends with a piece of aluminum foil.
Roast the ears for about 15 minutes, turning them occasionally until the husks are charred and toasted. Sometimes you need a lot of corn to serve an army of people. There is an easy way to cook big batches all at once in a cooler. Yes, I said a cooler. Make sure the container is clean, strip off the husks and silks, and toss in the corn. Pour enough hot boiling water over the cobs to cover them, shut the cooler lid, and about a half hour, your corn is perfectly cooked for a crowd. It'll stay warm in the cooler for an hour or even more if the lid stays shut. Remember that for the best flavor, cook corn the same day it comes out of the field. If you wait longer than a day or so, it loses its sweet flavor and becomes starchy. I'm Jody Henke. Find more corn on the cob cooking tips at agriculture.com.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Hello and good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday point, we're still seeing mixed to slightly higher numbers through the livestock and mixed to a bit lower in the grains. Other than that, overall, it's been a mixed to slightly higher day and higher in the stock markets. But let's get you back to the grains here as we do see December corn right now a bit weaker. September also down 2 at 309.5. December down 2.25 at 321.5. Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat, all a bit weaker here through the midday. September, Kansas City wheat right now down 2.75 at 414 a bushel. December to 425, that's down 3.25 cents. Soybeans have turned positive, but slightly. September beans to 872.25, that's up 1.75. November up 1.25 cents to 874.75. September soybean oil also sharply higher, currently up 43 points at 31.05. The meal right now, though, has dropped 10, sitting at 284. Cotton complex also dropping into the red. December right now down 18 at 63.31. Let's take a look through the livestock as we see August live cattle still up a triple-digit mark, selling right at 106. That's up $1.35 on the day. October up 132 to 109.62. Feeder cattle also flirting with a triple-digit gain. August up 92 cents at 145.45. And September is up 165 to 148.27. Lean hogs, in contrast, though, are a bit weaker. August hogs down 27, sitting at 52.80. October at $50.90. That is down $1. Energy markets mostly higher. However, natural gas is down 6 to 211. Heating oil back up 2 to 126. And unleaded gas is up 3 at 124 a gallon. Crude oil also up $1. September selling at $42.60 a barrel. Through the metals, we see September silver down 12 cents at $25.94 an ounce. August gold back up $3 at $19.35.60. And the dollar index still a bit weaker, down 25 points. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Big West Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Big West Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Big West Kia and MidwestKia.com. Limited-term financing on Sporting Sorento, Optima, Soul, and Snare. New Kia with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example, 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. Offers with approved credit expires August 31st, 2020.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA.
The Wilhelm Auction Service will be conducting a public auction for the Eileen Ricker Estate at 1500 Community Drive in Seneca at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Items to include a 2009 Buick Enclave, household items and appliances, collectibles and tools. Sale bill posted on KansasAuctions.net. That's Sunday at 10 a.m. at 1500 Community Drive in Seneca.
The 51st Annual Beatty Bible Festival is this weekend. And your invitation from the Western National Bank. Your country, KNDY, Kramer Oil, and the First National Bank in Frankfort. Don't miss the fun beginning Friday. Petting Zoo, Pony Rides, Kitty Carnival, Glow Run, and Fireworks. Saturday, Milo and Corn Exhibits, The Truck Show, Kids Activities, plus softball and volleyball with concessions at a beer garden, food trucks all weekend. No barbecue or entertainment this year due to COVID-19. Full schedules on Facebook. And your invitation from Western National Bank in Summerfield. Western National Bank, a hometown solution for your banking needs. Your country, KNDY, proud to serve the Beatty community since 1956. Kramer Oil. Kramer Oil has card locations including Beatty. See Kramer Oil, and they offer bulk fuel and now propane delivery. And First National Bank in Frankfort. For all of your loans and business needs, call on the First National Bank in Frankfort.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
The Black Squirrel City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.